President Barack Obama has made better relations with Russia a cornerstone of his foreign policy. Soon after he was sworn in as president 2 years ago, he vowed to reset relations with Moscow that were strained during the last few years of the Bush administration. Many experts say relations between the two countries are certainly on a better footing. Retired Marine Corps General Anthony Zinni takes a more cautious approach, saying relations between the two countries have to be managed carefully.
Russia is going to be a significant power. I think they're resurgent in some ways. They're looking for their place in the world. I think they're still blistered from the loss of influence in Eastern Europe and even in the southern parts of their borders that they blame us for. I think it's a relationship that needs a lot of work.
For his part, former National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft says Moscow and Washington are beginning to work together.
And it's going to be a long, slow process because there's still a lot of suspicion, and they don't do things the way we like, and they have an innate hostility to us, and we don't think anybody lost the Cold War, but they certainly do. So, you know, they're still suffering from the fact that we came out of it well and their whole way of life was destroyed. So we've got a long way to go, but I think we're on the right track.
Former Secretary of State Lawrence Eagleburger sees Russia playing a much greater role internationally.
The Russians right now are in a process of trying to become more aggressive on the world scene, and they have to understand as well that Moscow now, that the Russia now is not in any position equal to that of the former Soviet Union. It is much weaker, much less influential on the world scene, and some of that influence on the world scene and a stronger economic and political position in the world, I think, is what Russia is driving hard for, and that has and will, I think, continue to make for some differences between the two of us.
Experts say both sides bridged differences as they agreed last year to a new treaty reducing strategic or long-range nuclear weapons. Brent Scowcroft says Senate ratification of the treaty was essential in keeping the momentum going in the Washington-Moscow relationship.
It was critical to this reset because had we rejected that treaty, we would have been rejecting a closer relationship with Russia. Now, all the treaty really does is open the door to further progress between the two on nuclear arms control, should we decide to go that way. The U.S. and Russia still possess 95% of the world's nuclear weapons. Making the nuclear balance more stable, making progress, whether you're a fan of zero nuclear weapons or not, making progress so that nuclear weapons are never used is very important.
Experts say the next logical step would be for Washington and Moscow to focus their attention on reducing short-range or tactical nuclear weapons. Analysts say another example of better relations between Russia and the United States is that Moscow toughened its position on Iran. It canceled the delivery to Tehran of S-300 anti-aircraft missiles, a deal dating back to 2007. Russia also voted in favor of a United Nations Security Council resolution imposing new, tougher sanctions on Tehran, although the text was apparently watered down by Russia and China. Once again, retired Marine Corps General Anthony Zinni.
The more we can get the Security Council to be united in how we handle Iran, the better it is. And obviously the two parties that we have most concern with are Russia and China, showing Iran that there's an international cooperation and an international sense of what their behavior should be. Getting Russia to participate in that, I think, is critically important. I would like to see China be more cooperative in that sense, too.
Looking ahead, many experts say Washington and Moscow should build on the progress made in 2010. Possible new arms control talks and Russia's application to become a member of the World Trade Organization are two key issues facing Washington and Moscow in the months ahead. Andre Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.